I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to another one of our anniversary shows celebrating our 8 years. And my grandson's applauding me because he is with me in the office today. And all of you who have tuned into Word of Mom Radio all these years know that we just love kid cameos. So he's sitting here on my desk having some fun. And I'm really excited because today we have two of my favorite people sharing where they are at this point in their journey with us. Janice Clark, who all of you know is the host of the Social Media Help Not Hype show, but she has amazing things going on with her business. And then the very talented Julia Brunetta Simpson will be here from Brunetta Productions sharing what is going on with her as she is making a difference using her amazing talents. And these really are two of my favorite women. And it's so funny because Janice and I have yet to sit down together and actually meet face to face. But I cannot tell you many times when either one of us has been on the ledge, that's the phone call we make, is to each other. And then Julia and I have been blessed to know each other for decades. You know, we attend church together. We've watched our children grow up together and create their own lives. And now, happily, Julia is getting to focus on her amazing gifts. And so I'm so excited that you are the two women that are here with us today sharing how things are moving forward with you. So thank you so much, ladies, for sharing with us and being here all these years. You know, I mean, Janice was the first mompreneur I ever interviewed on Three Wise Girls, was the first host we ever had that I got to be the Roz in the background for, and now Tracy Timmons is here too, our fabulous producer.
Hello.
She and Tracy do the Tuesday Business Spotlight together. So, you know, it's just been an amazing evolution. So we're not all chiming in at once. I'm going to start with Janice. Hi, Janice. Welcome to the anniversary party.
I know. Has it recently been 8 years? Oh, my goodness. I was here at the very beginning, and it seems like yesterday, and now here you are. I'm so excited.
It's so crazy, isn't it?
It really
is. Yeah, you know, we're really excited that we're still here, too.
I'm so excited to still be here, Dori.
and I'm excited to be here.
It's so funny. We are in the midst, Tracy and I are in the midst of finishing our Indiegogo campaign for Word of Mom, the media network, and getting out there. And it's amazing that we haven't even started yet. We just launched our pre-launch page as we are finishing up because I want to launch this on Friday. And it's exciting that people are already signing up and going, we can't wait for the information. And, you know, it's been such a journey. It really has. And I'm so glad that you have been such a huge part of it, Janice.
Well, I am too. It's been wonderful, Dori, and everything that you have done with Word of Mom, and, you know, I'm just always so impressed by you and just thrilled to help and support in any way possible. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
Well, catch us up on what is happening with BizM Solutions and the evolution of your business.
Yes, because there's lots.
There's all kinds of things going on. Yeah, you know, well, you know, when I first started with you many, many years ago, my business was really just taking off, and I was doing online marketing strategies, and I had a whole team of virtual assistants, and we were, you know, building websites and doing graphics making posts online, and that's continued all these years, and business has just been phenomenal. But over the past year or two, I have had more and more people who, for whatever reason, either they've already grown to the point that they have their own in-house people and they don't need a VA, or they're just getting started and can't really quite afford someone to do it all yet. They've been requesting more and more coaching services from me, having me come in and hold their hands and walk them and their teams through everything they need to be doing to get the visibility they need online, helping them create the strategies and implement it. So I have officially launched the coaching portion of my business very recently. I know, it's been very exciting. And I started, I've always had a few coaching clients, but again, it's never been my real focus. So a few weeks ago, I announced officially this is what I'm going to be offering, and I have some special packages available, and I immediately sold two packages, and that was really without trying. I was just telling a few people what we're doing. I'm very excited. You're going to be seeing a lot more of that in the coming weeks and months as I make it more publicly known what I'm offering or doing for people. So it's just a very exciting time here as we evolve into the next stages of Business Solutions.
And, you know, that's why you have always been so successful, Janice, is that you have ridden the wave, and every single time the tide shifted, you shifted along with it. You've never fought the wave.
No, never once. And I know a lot of people, back when Xeris and Fiverr and Upwork first started, and there were a lot of virtual assistants and online marketers really upset about it. And I fell in love with those sites, and I was able to go and find talent and networking partners, and you can't fight the change. You have to go with it and listen to your audience. You know, really engage your audience, listen to them, give them what they want, and very often give them more than what they thought they wanted. And I'm just very excited and very, very blessed at what's coming next for us.
It's so much fun, and I was actually on LinkedIn this morning and joined your group that you started there.
Oh, yes.
I can't wait. Yeah, can't wait to see, the different things. And again, it's so much fun to watch the evolution. I mean, I remember when you just did VA services, and then you were adding all of these other things. And, our fabulous show that we did on infographics. And all, and it's amazing because in that social media world, we used to joke that we could do a show every other week on Facebook because every time you think you have it mastered, they add something else or change something else or whatever. But yet you never were like, hey, this is what I do and that's it. Like I said, you've always been able to morph, into the things that are going on. And I have to say, little Miss Dorothy, I just think back to that time with, Dory, my favorite client.
Now she refers to herself as my in-house marketer. She's creating videos. That's cool.
It's wonderful. It's so funny because I'm sitting here. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, it's okay. Well, I was just going to say that, we're taking this all a step further as well, as we grow. And I have been so incredibly blessed. One of the reasons you saw the LinkedIn group, and I'm so glad you got to join it, is because the Internet, in case you haven't noticed, is quite crowded these days. there's someone in every corner with an answer. There's a group or a page you can join. What I wanted to create was a small group of entrepreneurs who are truly committed to each other's success. And I really don't want anyone else in that group. If you're someone and you want to learn and grow and share what you're learning, I wanted to make that a free resource where any entrepreneur, everyone, I've been so blessed and I want to help others so badly. Anyone can come in And I'm going to be there answering questions. And I've got team members who are going to be in there answering questions. And you'll be asking questions of each other and answering. I want to be a true resource. So there's anybody at all, regardless of your budget or lack thereof, if you want help, we're going to be for you, pay it for you, every Even he's talking about LinkedIn.
Do I hear Danny making a kid cameo here on this show, Dory?
Oh, he's kind of humming. And when I hung up the thing about you riding the wave, he started applauding. And it's so funny, Janice. I'm just like flashbacking. Yay, that's right. I'm flashbacking to Dorothy being, yes, you know, at your feet playing as an infant. You know, I was telling Tracy the other day, it's like, you know, Janice and I predate Word of Mom. You know,
right.
We were all the way back with the Three Wise Girls. And she was like, wow. You know, really, I can't believe it. And speaking of kid cameos, my daughter just called in, and I'm like, I'm sending her a message saying, I'm on the air, I can't talk right now.
My mother does that every time we have a live show too, Dory. Every single time we've had a live show so far, my mother has tried to call me during the show. Not yet today, but
radar.
We'll see what happens.
I'm serious. It's like radar. It's like, you know, let's face it. You know, as parents, and Julia, I know that you can raise your hand on this one too. You could be home all day long with your children. They have nothing to say to you. And then the phone rings, and they need your undivided attention because it's life and death.
And even my sister's kids, who, as you know, Dory, and I think everybody knows, are not, you know, little kids. Her daughter is 16, almost 17, and her son just turned 15. And every time I call my sister, which isn't like even on a daily basis, they both have some emergency where they're in her face until she answers them.
You know, it's the nature of the beast. I just remember when we had Dr. Barnsley Brown and the five things that a mompreneur needs to know. And I've talked about it before because it was like the last thing in the world I ever expected out of the Southern Belle's mouth. But she had her little sign that she would put on her door. And when that sign was on there, she's like, unless you have lost a limb that needs to be attached and it's on ice, do not knock on this door. You know? And I'm serious. I'm listening to this little Southern Belle, and I was just like, my jaw, I was like, never thought to say that to my kids. Unless you have a limb on ice that needs to be attached, don't open this door. Never even occurred to me, you know. And I mean, with Danny, he's 10 months old, so, you know, he's going to make his cameo. You have to see him. He's sitting in a little seat on my desk. And, you know, he actually had his first business breakfast with me this morning. I had a business meeting at 8 a.m. And there he was. Perfect. In his little button-down shirt and his suspenders. He's just the cutest thing ever, just sitting there eating potatoes at a diner. He was just thinking it was like the best thing ever. Yes, he did. Yay! Clapping his hands. I can't take how much I love this baby. It's so much fun because this is what Word of Mom is all about to me. Is the women in this world and the women that gravitate to us that are building their businesses, raising their families, raising other people's families. You know, Tracy, who's, you know, doing all of this while she's helping with her cousin's kids and making such a difference in their lives because they need to see that we can do this. We can actually work and still have that time to be totally laser focused. I mean, there are times that I will call her and she'll send me a message, and with the kids, I'll call you back, because she's laser focused on being with the kids for that little bit of time, and which is a lot of bit of a time, you know, but still it's what makes this so special for me and why all these years later we're now expanding it to TV, because like Beth Hilton said, you know, you've been listening to us on the radio, now you get to see us on TV, you know, I mean, so
exactly,
it's the next evolution. It really is. It's the next evolution. And before we get into, I want to grab Julia and bring her in. I just want to take a second and play one of our PSAs for No Such Thing as a Bully. So we'll be back in just a moment.
I told my boss I was terrified to face the day. He told me the roads were clear to man up and get going. Before I knew it, I had a full load of the wildest, most savage creatures on the planet. They came prepared today. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words are the only weapons here. Insulting gestures or bee stings ripping away at my confidence. Whispers create laughter, and I know I'm the only joke here. My heartbeats turn into a bass drum, sending shockwaves through my chest. The numbness in my arms can only be compared to their numbness to my feeling. Everyday abuse leaves scars that last forever. 32 years on this planet, all broken down by 32 elementary school kids.
This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you that anyone, even teachers, can be bullied. For more information about what to do about it, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
You know, we have been sharing bullying, suicide prevention, online security for so long, and Kelly is one of those amazing women who has devoted much of her life to not only raising consciousness, but changing the languaging, because people sometimes don't even realize when they are being a bully, you know, and it's important to be aware. Oh my gosh, you have to see how smart this baby is. Just popped his pacifier out, grabbed his bottle, and then he's like, nah, I'm not really thirsty. I'll just go back to this. That totally cracks me up. I'm serious. I wish we were filming this, because this is just too much fun. And with that, I got to bring in Julia. Julia, how are you, my beautiful friend?
Hi, Julia.
Hi, I'm wonderful. And I have to start by congratulating you and Tracy on thanking you for all that you do, empowering moms and women to live our best lives and giving us a platform to share our hopes and dreams. And thank you so much. And congratulations. Dora, you know how proud I am of you. You know.
Yeah, you're so sweet. And right back at you, Julia, because, you know, you are such a wonderful mom and an amazing woman and wife and performer. And, you know, as you were raising your kids, you did most of your performing at our church, you know. And now that your kids amazingly are grown and gone and, you know, living their own lives, I'm so thrilled that you have the opportunity to do the things that you are doing and advocating for arts education and, you know, all of the things that you're doing. And you're, I'm so sorry that I have yet to see your, you know, your Lena Horne tribute. I have your CD, and it's such a fabulous CD. I had it on during the Christmas holidays, and the kids were like, man, who's that? I was like, Julia. They were like, get out. And I'm like, yeah. You know, because, I mean, our kids all grew up together. And, again, they, when we did that for Jerome's memorial service, where the two of us sang at that service, and that's when my kids were just like, I didn't know you could sing like that. I didn't know Miss Julia could sing like that either, because they're used to hearing us singing choir music as opposed to going full gospel on stuff, you know? And
yes, it was
amazing.
Thank you.
So what is coming up for Brunetta Productions?
Well, you know, the focus right now, there are things there in the works, and so I can't talk about a lot of things right now, but my focus really right now is reaching wider audiences with our the programs that we have already and with the things that are sort of in development, and some of which are just ideas right now, but you know me, I've always got some, you know, ideas that I'm working on. But, oh, you're so cute. You know, the whole mission is getting out there, sharing, honoring African Americans and the contributions that have been made. I mean, I honor all artists, and I try to promote lots of people's work. But, you know, a lot of the focus is on, like, Lena Horne, people whose music, people who don't know her music and her show. So, Classy and Salty, we're looking to get that out there in a bigger way. I'm glad you're loving the CD. I hope people will go to my website and check out clips, and you can purchase it. You know, there are links that you can go right from there. As well as my first CD, which is Here's to Life. I'm really excited because this summer, is on July 17th, I'm going to be part of the Louisville Arts Council Summer Concert Series. So July 17th, I'm going to have a show out at the Hudson Band Shell right in Hudson Park, out there on the water. It's gorgeous out there. It's a wonderful evening. Have your picnic lunch and your wine or your beer. And although I'm not sure I'm supposed to say that, but people do. And, you know, it's going to be some highlights from my shows and from the CDs, but there's going to be a lot of things. I think I'm going to surprise some people. I'm going to do some things that most people who see me regularly haven't seen or heard me do. So I'm really excited about that.
Julia, please make sure that we get your flyers and everything when you have them so that we'll make sure to put those out as well.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. I will. There'll be a lot more information as we get closer to the dates, for sure. And
beautiful.
So I'm just looking out there. I was recently at Concordia College for a return performance, and I was there with my show, How Sweet the Sound event. So I'm just looking. So if people are looking for, you know, fundraisers, community events, PTA events, school assemblies, churches, synagogues, you know, if you don't want to take one of the shows I already have ready, I work with people to create an evening, a concert, or a show that is specifically for your event. So I'm just, you know, looking for support so that we can get out there in a bigger and better way. And I'm just excited about the things that are happening and the things that are coming down the line. And I'm grateful every day that I get to do the things that I love, and to work on shows and because I'm an actress as well, and acting and to share the gifts that God has given me to help other people as well, to be a blessing to people. So I'm just here for the community in any way that I can be with the gifts that God has given me.
And, you know, as you're, even though it was referring to Lena Horne, you really are that classy and sassy performer. You really are. And it's amazing because you have the gift of being able to do all of it. You know, you're not pigeonholed into that one voice. You know, you've got the jazz, you've got the gospel, you've got that, you know, just the theater. You have all of those different elements that you bring into your performing all the time. It's so funny, after your Christmas show, I was like, I really want to direct you in one of your shows that you're doing. One of these days, one of the shows that you are doing, I would really love to be your director. Because I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, because I have the vision things, and I see things, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I could see you doing this, and that was my mother. It's all, you know, that whole just working with singers and that staging element, it was my mom, because that woman could sing the phone book and stage it in a way where you were mesmerized by what she's doing, and you have that voice, you have that, and I'm serious, and it always, and I don't look at a lot of performers like that, where it's like, man, I'd love to work with them, you know, I've always felt that way with you. It's like, gosh, I would just love to work on a project with you that way.
Well,
you know?
I'm sure we can find the right thing to work for us. I'm sure we can find something for sure. Thank you.
You have to see Danny as I'm sitting there. He's now in his little Exosaucer playing, and he just looked over, and I was saying that, and he's looking at me, and his little tongue's clucking, and he's clapping his hands. So he's already applauding for you. he's already ready to, you know, go, okay, let's what can we do? You know? So you were saying about going to your website so everybody can pick up let everybody know what your website is.
All right, I will. It's www.brenetta, B-R-E-A-N-E-T-T-A, productions.com. So www.brenetta, B-R-E-A-N-E-T-T-A, productions.com. And you'll find
I really do encourage you.
Yes.
Pick up the CDs. You'll really enjoy them. You will really, really enjoy them. You know?
Thank you. And then, you know, if you do enjoy, please help me spread the word, you know. Help me spread the word, because we're all about growing and continuing to get out there and to do, and I'm looking to produce and do some things where I can get to, I have fabulous musicians I get to work with, but I have some shows and things and I'd like to produce as well down the line as we continue to grow. So if people, you know, like what I do and they spread the word, then that will be possible. I know it.
Well, you know, and it's exciting because with the launching of Word of Mom TV, you know, Tracy already said, make sure you let us know about what's going on in July. But, you know, let's come in and do a little filming of behind the scenes and things like that. Because, you know, it's an amazing thing to have this vehicle now, you know. And I don't know who's clicking in the background, but somebody's got something noisy going on. And maybe it's, I don't know, is it the baby? He's playing with his drop lock now. I'm going to move into the other room. But, you know, it's such a cool thing. Like I said, the evolution of what is happening with Word of Mom and having that place to be able to, you know, Tracy and I were talking about it with the theater groups that she's working with and stuff, you know, and wanting to do it here on Word of Mom Radio. You know, we've talked about doing staged readings, you know, back in the day, the way they used to do them on the radio, where people would do full plays. We have a couple of hours to broadcast to be able to do stuff like that. And I think it would be fun to have that throwback to way back when and doing things like that. So it's exciting, like I said, to just have this vehicle to continue to share the wisdom of women, you know, in business and in life. And you know, because let's face it, you know, if you win, we win, you know, as we move our businesses forward. And Janice can attest to that. You know, look at all of the people. Everybody says to me, oh, you know, and how do you learn how to do this? How to turn it? It's like social media help, not hype. Like, trust me. As Janice did her shows, I was paying attention, you know, as people shared with us how to do things and what to do, I listened. I didn't just host, you know, and so that's the whole thing. We have so much to share. There's so much out there that we can empower each other with, and it's exciting to be in that place. And speaking of that, Janice, let everybody know where to reach you.
Well, you can, of course, always find me on Facebook at facebook.com/BizMSolutions. I also have a new LinkedIn group that I would just love for you ladies to join. You can find on my Facebook page is the direct link, or you can also find me at the Small Biz Roundtable on LinkedIn. Join, and I am going to be giving that group a lot of personal attention and advice and custom recommendations for every single member. So join us, and let's see what we can accomplish in the coming year together.
Totally works. And Tracy, you've been, you know, I kind of monopolized. What's going on with you? I know you have different things that are in the works.
Yes. Well, I'm really excited. We opened the Crucifixion last week, and that went really well at Trinity Church. And we've got several other performances coming up at various locations in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Staten Island. The Family Repertory Company's educational workshops are the fourth Saturday of every month. So we have that going on this Saturday, the 23rd, at 150 West 46th Street in Manhattan. And I teach acting and voice at those workshops, and that's, as you know, my big passion is to share that with the world. And, of course, we have our Indiegogo campaign starting up to fund our new equipment and stuff like that. And did you already let people know how to sign up for that campaign, Dori?
Well, I mean, we just launched the pre-launch page. Danny's all excited about that. We launched the pre-launch page maybe an hour before the show. So,
right.
And then we're going to look to go live on Friday with the whole campaign. So I'm going to be sending out, you know, information and links to everybody. So if you get a message from me in Messenger, it actually is me.
give a link
and I'll
to
be
our
sending
pre-launch.
Some out as well. So yeah, everybody,
exactly.
Please
and
sign up, share, whatever. You know, the most helpful thing that anyone can do is share it. Obviously, contributing is nice too, but sharing the information with as many people as you can is what we're hoping to get from our followers.
Absolutely, and it really is exciting to just see this evolution and just kind of ride that wave of, you know, of what's happening. And you know, it's so funny because Tracy and I talked about it in November, and in December, Blue Success Television connected with us, and it all just kind of happened, you know, the way it's supposed to, because you know it's trusting the journey. And it's funny because I was talking to somebody yesterday, and they were like, you know, it's something I've always wanted to do, but I mean, how do you even go about it? And I was like, here's the thing. You know, nobody knows how to do something until you start doing it. You know, people say to me all the time with social media, oh, well, I don't know how to do that. It's like nobody was born knowing how to do this. We learned, you know, and that's
changes.
The whole thing. Right, it keeps you on your toes. At least you can't get bored with it because it doesn't stay the same, you know. And
you can have,
I mean, I think...
Learn.
I think one of the issues with it not staying the same is that you have a bunch of kids that, you know, they get bored. And because they get bored, it's like, oh, let's change how we do this and let's change how we do that. And it's like, look, we're not bored. We're set in our ways.
Right.
We like to know how to do something. Exactly. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And, you know, this is how we do it. And then everything changes again. And it's like, seriously, you know. And but that's why the social media help not hype show is in its how many years, because you can never get beyond it. There's always going to be something new to learn. There's always going to be something new to share. And if we want our businesses to evolve, we have to grow with the time.
That's right.
You know, if we're not willing to grow and adapt to the different things that are happening and look at the market, then, you know, we are not going to be able to survive as things, because, I mean, it's sadly a digital world, you know? It's the pros and cons of all of it, you know? It really is. But
absolutely.
We are getting ready to wrap up. Ladies, thank you so much for being part of this journey, you know? And, again, Janice, I mean, you know, long before Word of Mom was even – here, you know, we were already connected and sharing each other. And, you know, Julia, same thing, you know,
yep.
And Tracy too. You know, I mean, it's amazing how our lives have all intersected.
Yeah, back,
you know?
back and forth, on and off, in and out, for sure. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that tomorrow's Mindful Healthy Habits show will feature Stanley Robertson, who is the Quit Doctor that we met at the National Publicity Summit. And next week on our last live show in March, we're going to have Uncle Mark Olmsted from The Adventures of the True Sunbeam, who was one of my very favorite guests, who sang live on the air last time we had him on. So I'm hoping that's going to happen again next Tuesday.
Oh, fun.
Yes.
I'm serious. I wish I was filming this. You have to see this little guy just popping along in his exosaucer, having a blast over here listening to the show. So, excuse me. Again, Julia, Janice, thank you so much for, you know, letting us know what's happening with you. And we're so happy to be part of your journey. Tracy, have a great show tomorrow. And thank you for being such an amazing producer and host here as this, you know, as we become this media network. And to all of you tuning in, you know, thank you. And we are getting ready to close out with the fabulous Smith Sisters, Bluegrass, and She Is You. So on behalf of us all, we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
She is sure.
She is sure.
She is strong.
She is strong.
She